There were three comments made last week about Iran which we should note. Iran is on the march to develop a nuclear weapon, and it appears they will not stop until it's accomplished. All the major world powers, America, the European Union, Russia, and China, have voiced opposition to the development of nuclear weapons by Iran. A nuclear-armed Iran would change the balance of power in the volatile Middle East. You're listening to Longitude. It's Monday, March 13th, 2006. I'm Darris McNeely. Last week, Vice President Dick Cheney made a speech before the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. In the speech, Cheney said the United States will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Here's what he said, quote, "The regime in Tehran also continues to defy the world with its nuclear ambitions. Of course, this matter may soon go before the UN Security Council. The Iranian regime needs to know that if it stays on its present course, the international community is prepared to impose meaningful consequences. For our part, the United States is keeping all options on the table in addressing the irresponsible conduct of the regime, and we join other nations in sending that regime a clear message. We will not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon." End of quote. And again on Thursday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice added her comment on this issue. She told senators last Thursday that the United States faces, quote, "no greater challenge from a single country than from Iran." She was testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee, and she mentioned that the Iranian government seems determined to develop a nuclear weapon in defiance of the international community. She also called the Iranian regime a central banker of terror, saying that it plays roles in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. She also criticized Iran for its terrible record on human rights. Interestingly, Rice was also asking the Senate committee for additional funding for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but also for $75 million to promote democracy in Iran, which I understand will fund broadcast messages coming out of the United Arab Emirates off of equipment that is based there into Iran in order to get the American message across there. Kind of a radio-free Iran, if you will. At any rate, her statements were pretty clear as to the administration's intent. The vice president's remarks, along with those of the Secretary of State, show what the American policy is and intent. Iran will not be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon on George Bush's watch. Now, this statement raises an obvious question. What will the U.S. do to stop Iran's nuclear program? Well, we don't know. But if there's one thing President Bush has shown, it is that he has the will to act when he feels American security is in jeopardy. No question about that. There's another comment that was made last week. This was from another nation, the State of Israel. Last week, the Israeli defense minister weighed in on Israel's position. He said that Israel feels that they have no choice but to defend itself if the United Nations is incapable of taking action to stop Iran. The defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, was asked whether Israel was ready to use military action if the Security Council proved unable to act against what Israel and the West believe is a covert Iranian nuclear weapons program. Here's what he said, quote, "My answer to this question is that the State of Israel has the right to give all the security that is needed to the people in Israel. We have to defend ourselves." He said this while he was meeting with his counterpart, the German defense minister in Germany. He said, going on, "The Israeli approach is that the United States and the European countries should lead the issue of the Iranian nuclear program to the table of the UN Security Council asking for sanctions, and I hope the sanctions will be effective. Everyone remembers that Israel has acted before to protect itself against Arab development of nuclear weapons. It was back in 1981 that Israel bombed Iraq's Osirik nuclear reactor to prevent Saddam Hussein from getting nuclear weapons. At that time, he had a covert atomic bomb program, which did continue until UN inspectors dismantled it after the 1991 Gulf War. But the Israeli attack set back the progress by a number of years. Whether or not Israel would go in and do this in Iran at this time is, again, an open question. Some feel they would. It would be a much more difficult situation than what happened in Iraq in 1981, but that nation certainly has shown the will to do something of that nature in the past and is much more aggressive at defending itself over there. Iran's desire to develop nuclear technology is not likely to be deterred by diplomatic actions from the international community. Nothing to this point has stopped them. They've not listened to any of the discussions and the diplomatic initiatives that have gone on. Their actions have only been met with talk and nothing else. I think it's pretty clear what the Iranian leadership wants with a nuclear weapon. The comments of President Ahmadinejad have been clear and unmistakable. He denies the Holocaust. He says he wants to drive Israel into the sea or have them relocated to someplace like Europe. His contempt for the West shows a strain of hatred that obviously reflects that of the ruling religious leaders, which is the real power in Iran. The average Iranian reflects this in varying degrees. I received an email this week from a reader in Iran who takes exception to our publication's stance on radical Islam and Israel. He mentioned in his letter a belief, perhaps commonly held in Iran, a belief that their nuclear research will only be used for peaceful purposes. Let me share with you a few quotes from his letter. He said, How is it that you want to deprive Iranians from using atomic energy peacefully while Israel has about 200 nuclear weapons ready in its hands that are harmful for peace and humanity? Why are you emphasizing that Iran is trying to obtain nuclear bombs while France, as you wrote in your magazine, threatens that it will use nuclear bombs against its enemies? Going on, he said, I want to tell you this truth, that even if we are threatened by you and your allies or other states, we will never, ever use something that is called weapons of mass destruction, that will wipe the human beings off the earth because we are Muslim, and Islamic aspects don't allow us to approach such things. Please don't use the word radical Islam because we have just one Islam. Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with Islam and is not an Islamic organization as you and they declare it is. I, as a Muslim, don't agree with you and them. Well, that was the end of the letter from an Iranian reader of the Good News magazine, World News and Prophecy, and other publications of our organization. His views seem to reinforce the fact that there is coming a greater clash between Islam and the West. Iran could be the one force that forces and creates a confederation that will fulfill the prophecy of Daniel 11 and verse 40. Let me read that to you. Where it says, at the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. This phrase and this word push, where the king of the south pushes against the king of the north, is a word that means to attack. And how that will happen, it's not exactly spelled out in the scriptures. One way we could imagine this, a part of the world, a confederation of Arab states, pushing at a confederation of states from the north, from the area of Europe. One way we could imagine this is through the use of oil. Europe and America are both heavily dependent on oil coming from the Middle East. Were these supplies ever to be cut off in some way or denied, it would precipitate a major crisis. Part of the reason for Allied incursions into the Middle East in the last 16 years has been to keep the oil fields from falling into hostile hands that could cut off supplies. The threat of nuclear weapons in Iran is also another way to imagine this push of Daniel 11:40. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, Europe would be in easy range of a missile carrying a nuclear warhead. Would Europe be emboldened to invade to prevent this from happening? It's a question. In the meantime, talks continue. And while the talking continues, Iran works away at developing the means for nuclear weapons. Slowly, these forces are moving together to create a crisis that your Bible shows will escalate into a time of trouble unlike any other. What's happening in Iran will impact your future. Perhaps it's time you pay more attention to what the prophecies of your Bible say about our world today. We'll do our part here and in the pages of World News and Prophecy. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.